T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 2, episode number 97. Wow. Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Hope you guys are having a great Friday thus far. Want to say very quickly a special goodbye to somebody who's become a very, very good friend of mine. He works the front desk here at Entercom Greenville. His name is Ken Pauley. He is leaving us to retire. And Lonzo, I can just tell you, man, as somebody new here that doesn't know what's going on and that didn't know where he was going and how do I do this and where can I put that, Ken Pauley has helped me out so much in pointing me the right direction here. So, Ken, thank you so much. It's been an honor to be able to call you a coworker and a colleague and a friend. And I really appreciate all you did for me here. And I don't even know if my folks know this, but they might now. All I had to do was pick up a card, write a card for my mom and dad, and Ken would mail it out for me every single time. So, fill out the address. Ken mailed it out for me downstairs and was just incredibly kind and thoughtful in everything that he did and helping me get acclimated, pointing me to cool places to go, what places to see in our area. Fantastic. I also want to let you guys know, I had the chance to meet my predecessor for the first time last night. I met GMAC last night at Downtown Alive. He didn't punch me. No, I'm just kidding. GMAC and his lovely wife were amazing. They were incredibly nice, incredibly gracious. We had a good chat. He's a funny guy, man. He's a really kind of a funny guy.
Here's his thing. Whereas you are straightforward and in your face, he's sneaky funny.
Yeah.
I called him a ninja of sarcasm.
Okay.
Because we would do things and he would come underneath with something that unless you're listening closely, you wouldn't hear it. But yeah, he was always a pretty funny guy. Still is from what you say.
Yeah, really funny guy and really kind of really fun to be around and, had a good conversation with he and his wife last night.
He's your kind of guy. He's a social guy.
Yeah, well, he is a social guy. I appreciate social people. His wife said to me, she goes, Mark, we listened to your show. And I was like, I was immediately thinking, okay, what does that mean? We listened to your show. I said, ma'am, I'm so sorry to hear that, but I'm happy to see that you've survived the experience so far.
Hey, he retired. It wasn't like, he got fired or quit or something. I mean, retiring is retiring. And
right.
Hello, Star, just in case she's listening. That's her name.
Star. Oh, there you go. Hello, Star. Great to meet you. GMAC, great to meet you as well. And it all comes for full circle now. Finally have met
one last thing.
My predecessor.
Greg, if you are listening, I'm sure you're enjoying your retirement away from me. Mark Ryan's only learning how much horror it
am
is.
Am I? On a daily basis. On a daily basis. I need some load management techniques for Lonzo. I really, really do. All right, a check on the text line, 71307. You can get to us by starting your text with ESPN, and away you go. Okay, Salamander. This guy's calling me a gator, a salamander today. I must agree with you, that Kawhi Leonard is more likely to leave if for no other reason that he can separate him from Kareem and LeBron James by getting a third title with a different team. But Golden State has two asterisks since they beat Cleveland when they were injured twice, Dudette. So evidently that's my new name. My name is Dudette. You're listening to Offsides with Dudette here on ESPN Upstate.
No, you're the Salamander Dudette.
Great. I'm the Salamander Dudette. It's fantastic. I think probably that's an upgrade for me. So we'll roll with that here moving forward. Folks, the Charlotte Hornets have a key offseason. And you might say, oh, God, the Charlotte Hornets, does that team even exist, that mediocre team? Let me just establish this real quick. I have no room in my life for mediocrity. I actually think bottoming out in life is sometimes really, really healthy for you. Like if you've been kind of plodding along with a mediocre existence for quite a long period of time, and let's be honest, we've all been there. When I first moved to Houston, my honest reaction was, why the hell did I come here? Like I had a job with the radio station, but it was just enough to get by, just enough money to get by. I was having to do sales. I'm stuck in an hour and a half of traffic every day. I'm seeing very limited opportunity to move up because the program director that I worked for there played everything very, very close to the vest, and I'm not a close to the vest kind of host. And I was like, man, I really have a mediocre existence here. And I think sometimes when you're in that position, it's best to kind of pull the plug, bottom out, and start over. And I pulled the plug, bottomed out, started over as a teacher, moved by the ocean in the Galveston area, and had a much better existence out there, man. And I think if you're depressed in a mediocre existence, sometimes pulling the plug and bottoming out and taking one step back to go two steps forward actually can do you a whole hell of a lot of good. And if you can believe it, that's actually what I think the Charlotte Hornets should do right now. Their general manager, Mitch Kupchak, has said that bringing Kemba Walker back is their number one priority. Kemba Walker was named to the third-team All-NBA this year, which means he's eligible for the Supermax contract. Instead of $191 million, he can get $221 million. And folks, my firm belief is that bringing back Kemba Walker on anything close to a max contract, or bringing him back at all, I'm just going to put it out there, I think bringing back Kemba Walker at all would be a mistake. How can you possibly say, Mark Ryan, that it would be a mistake to bring back your best player? Well, what is he doing for you, folks? He's 6'1" and 184 pounds. His game is predicated on quickness, and he's 29 years old. In another year or two, he's not going to have that quickness anymore. His deal is going to start looking like a Chris Paul deal. If you give him a 5-year deal, we're stuck with this guy for 5 more years and we're still mediocre. Folks, sometimes less is more. Sometimes you got to bottom out. There's not a whole heck of a lot I like on this roster. Jeremy Lamb is promising. They've got a bunch of role players. Cody Zeller, Marvin Williams, who's opting out. Tony Parker retired, right? Nicholas Batum has been a real big disappointment. They've got some young guys, Malik Monk, Miles Bridges. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist has been a total bust. They've got some bad contracts. Bismack Biyombo getting $34 million. Wow. $34 million over the next 2 years. But the reality is you're not going anywhere with Kemba Walker. You are 4 to 5 years away, if you start now, from being able to contend. And by that point, Kemba Walker is going to be gray and old and not able to move anymore. So why not just bottom out, man? Why not just bottom out? Let Kemba go. I mean, do you really value missing the playoffs with him? Wouldn't you rather have a top 1, 2, or 3 pick without him in this draft? I mean, wouldn't you rather get R.J. Barrett or Ja Morant or Zion Williamson as opposed to this mediocre existence? And see, Jordan feels a lot of pressure to win. There's a little Kevin Durant sensitivity to Michael Jordan in the sense that he hears what everybody's saying about him as an owner, that he's failed as an executive, and he's hell-bent on putting together a winning product out there. But I think bringing back Kemba Walker at this stage would be robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're bringing back a star to sell tickets when, in reality, that's just going to make you less flexible to build a winning team. I can't identify on this roster, Lonzo, one player that I would put off limits. Not one. I can't identify on this roster one player that I would consider blue chip. Nicholas Batum, Bismack Biyombo, Marvin Williams, Cody Zeller, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Kemba Walker, Jeremy Lamb, Tony Parker, retired, Frank Kaminsky, Malik Monk, Miles Bridges, Shelvin Mack. This is the worst roster minus Kemba Walker in the entire NBA, man. This is a really bad roster. So why not bottom out? Maybe sign some young guys in free agency? What have we heard? the Pelicans won a third team in the trade with Anthony Davis. So get a young piece back from the Lakers. Give them a couple first-round picks. Get a Kyle Kuzma back from them. Get a Brandon Ingram back from them. Get a Lonzo Ball back from them. Get a piece that you can build around. But Lonzo, this Kemba Walker thing isn't going to work for them. The window in which they need to be great to win with Kemba Walker, they're not going to be great. So why not blow it up, collect cap picks, collect salary cap flexibility, get rid of your bad contracts, and just start over, brother. Sometimes it's helpful for all of us in life.
You know, I get what you're saying, but if you are Michael Jordan and you're the Hornets, you get rid of Kemba Walker, who are you going to sell in your promotions?
Nobody.
Come see. No, right.
Nobody.
Who are you going to put on your posters? Who are you going to put on the tickets?
Can I tell you what? I'm showing you old videos of Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson and Muggsy Bogues, and I'm saying we need to build this again. And the building process starts now. Be part of this. You know how they have the ground-cutting ceremonies whenever they're building a new stadium? They cut the rhythm, and the CEO puts the shovel in the ground for the first time, and it looks like the CEO's never put a shovel in the ground before in his life, right? Like, have that kind of ceremony. This is a ribbon-cutting ceremony here. We're starting fresh. We're starting new. We're going to suck. We're going to be awful. But
no, it's we're going to suck worse because they already suck. That's
their record
thing.
Is 39-43. But what is that doing for you? How is 39-43 serving you? And I get what you're saying, Lonzo. At least the fans have a reason to go if Kemba Walker's there, right? At least they have a reason to go.
Yeah, they can rally around Kemba's. Like, the rest of the team sucks, but Kemba's good, so we'll go there and we'll cheer him on. You get rid of him, you got nothing.
You got nothing, and I think nothing is better for you than something right now, because something is mediocre and something isn't getting you Zion Williamson or a top draft pick or flexibility. And they're clinging to him like a life raft, and I think they're making a mistake. What do you guys think? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. I'm saying do the unthinkable. I'm saying forego finances right now, forego season tickets right now if you're the Charlotte Hornets, and just start fresh, man. Take a step back to take two steps forward. Bottoming out in life is sometimes really good for you. After I lost my dream job in Tampa, as you know, Lonzo working with Booger in Afternoon Drive, in an eight-month period of time, okay, I had just gotten engaged to the woman I thought was my dream girl 2 months prior to that. In an eight-month period of time, and she and I had just gotten a really nice home together. So in an eight-month period of time, I lost my dream job, Afternoon Drive, number one in Tampa, working with Booger. 8 months after that, my fiance ended our relationship, saying that she lost that loving feeling. Well, she didn't lose the loving feeling when I was Afternoon Drive host, but suddenly when she wasn't going to all the VIP parties in Tampa, now she's lost that loving feeling. When I didn't have money anymore because I lost my job, now she's lost that loving feeling. So I lost my fiance. I lost my home, I lost my puppy, I lost my dream job. I lost everything in an eight-month period of time. And I bottomed out. And I bottomed out doing national ad sales for a different media company. And then I caught on part-time. And I bottomed out, and I slowly built the blocks in my life back up again. And it was the best thing I could have done. I had like a 6 months to a year recovery from my low point to build myself back up, and like getting to the core, getting to the root of it, going to therapy. That was the best thing for me, man. The best thing for me at that time. Let's get to one before we're out, and let's get to LJ, who's been hanging patiently. LJ, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me here on the show.
Sure.
I totally disagree about the Kemba thing.
Why?
I am 100%. In belief that if he goes, the fan base goes. The entire shebang goes.
For now. For now,
like,
they
Kemba
go.
Is the reason we're here.
For now they go. For now they leave, yes.
But it just doesn't work, though. We just saw the Suns have one of the worst records in the league, and they get the sixth pick.
Well,
like,
okay.
Like, well, what is that supposed to do?
Okay, no, but they're putting together a talented roster, and the Suns are going to have their day in the sun soon. LJ, what? Let me flip the question on you. What is Kemba doing for you?
I mean, without Kemba this year, we're the worst team in the league. You're correct. Our roster is just...
Okay, but if you're the worst team in the league, maybe you get a top three pick. The pick that you have right now sucks.
I mean, you're right, maybe. But we just saw the Suns should have gotten a top three pick. They're picking in six. Able to build that great team because the way the draft format was in previous years. That draft format is gone.
LJ, you and I differ in this sense. I think battling for the eighth and final playoff spot, whether you make it or you miss it, I think it's worthless. Okay? You either should be in it to contend, or you should be in it to tank and try to build for the future. And I think the Hornets they have a bad reputation for being a losing franchise, and that's causing them to make some bad decisions right now. They're so determined to make the playoffs and to be relevant, and Kemba's our only slice of relevancy. You're right about that. He's the only reason they're relevant at all is Kemba Walker. But he's 29 years old. His game is predicated on quickness. He's about to not be very quick anymore in the next year or two, and you're 4 or 5 years away from contending. So, you know, what about a sign and trade or take that cap room and use it on a different young player and bottom out and get draft picks and get rid of your bad contracts? There's teams that have done that, LJ, and they've done that very, very well. And I know it's painful to think about going from 39 wins to 18 wins in a year, but wouldn't that be better than the mediocre existence that you have right now and having a chance to get a superstar in the draft?
Absolutely. I am. If we can do the sign and trade, as much as I would hate to see him go, I agree that's a great option. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, gotcha. LJ, thanks.
I don't see it benefiting us.
Yeah, okay. LJ, thanks for the call, bud. I do really appreciate you chiming in. Even if you lose Kemba Walker for quote-unquote nothing, you're getting the cap space. You're getting that flexibility. Because in the window that he's going to be great, you're not going to be great. So it's one of those enjoy the process things, the process at Philadelphia, right? Enjoy the journey. That's where Charlotte is today. That's where they need to be. Enjoy the journey of growing a winner from the bottom up. All right, coming up next, Clemson's dominance in college football. Is it cyclical or is it permanent? Is it a blip or is it a trend? We'll tackle this by looking at recent history, and we'll do that next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. Friday edition of the show. This totally summarizes the view about me, Lonzo, everywhere that I've been. At Darth_chosen says, people listen to the wrong 3 hour. You're listening to the people's wrong three. Let me try that again. You're listening to people's incorrect opinions for 3 hours a day because they're yours. Love your show, G. thank you so much, Chosen.
Which is exactly what I was thinking when you were saying it. So he was able to express what I was thinking. I just didn't want to say that aloud. So, you know.
there you go. This Mark Ryan guy is trash and arguing a trash opinion. Salamander, it's not worth your time. Or Salmon, it's not worth your time. See, this is always how it goes. You got one lover, one hater. This is how it rolls. You know.
One thing I got out of that whole thing is it's salmon. It's not salmon. It's salmon.
S A L M A N.
It's salmon. The L is silent.
Well, salmon is S A L M O N.
Right.
If you put A M A N, it's salmon.
Sal Mann?
Yeah.
Salmon. So they spelled salmon wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So do you say salmon or do you say salmon?
Salmon.
Okay.
Salmon.
All right.
Yeah, but there's an O there.
Every time we get a chance to understand your dialect compared to the dialect around here, I want to.
Salmon is the right pronunciation.
Okay. No,
yeah.
I absolutely agree. Right? Some right. people say salmon.
So Silver Fox SC at Fast Track SC73 is sending me a picture to know that there is exactly one person in the entire upstate wearing their Gamecocks gear right now, which is, he says, just for the record, from topic days ago, I rep my Gamecock gear today and did so in the Clem Sucks backyard, Anderson, South Carolina. Hashtag forever to the hashtag. Yeah, that Greenville. Can I just say something real quick? I was at Downtown Alive for the first time last night. What a great name that is for the event, because that's exactly how you feel. We had special, like once a year, Entercom gets special VIP treatment at the Downtown Alive scene, and that was last night, and that was an absolute and total blast. First of all, the downtown area is beautiful. Like, my family couldn't believe how clean it is down there, right? Just so like, oh my God, like it's like it's brand new and was just unveiled today. It's that level of clean.
You should have seen it a couple decades ago.
Cleaner than now?
Oh, no. No.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard it was pretty rough.
It has been revitalized, and it is definitely beautiful.
You should get
now.
Out and see it sometime.
I've seen it plenty of times.
Beautiful trees, just the right amount of people. I mean, kind of a jamming, alive downtown area. I hadn't seen that before, man. I hadn't seen Downtown Alive, the live music. We had tents where they had barbecue chicken and pulled pork for us. We were able to have a few adult beverages, beer, wine out there as well. A good contingent from our building here showed up, and we're all just mingling with all the people out there, and it was fantastic, man. It was so much fun. That was a top five most fun evening that I've ever had there. And then, Lonzo, you'll be happy to know this. Yours truly, Cherie Taylor and Jeff Pantridge filling in on straight up with Sturge. That is what the show is called, right?
Yeah. He hasn't been here in a while, so he just forgot. Yeah, it's only been a couple of days.
And we went downtown to a place called Sharky's. And at this particular time, Lonzo, I learned that Cherie has a video of you in a dress. All right? Now, that video will be sent to me, will be posted on Facebook. I can't wait for this to happen.
By the way, you need to do that on your own personal Facebook page, because if you put it on ESPN's, I will take it off.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not. Unless you wanted me to, man, I wouldn't do that to you. But I'm told.
Well, she did it,
that Cherie,
and I didn't want her to do it.
I'm told that Cherie has the video of Lonzo in a dress. But don't feel bad, Lonzo, because guess what she now has of me? Live video of me solo dancing and karaokeing at Sharky's last night. So I karaokeed Santa Monica, the song Santa Monica by Everclear, which would be great if we could have that coming back in one of our rejoins.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Santa Monica, Everclear. I karaoke that last
all
night.
All music has to be cleared through upper
oh,
management.
Oh, yeah. That's right. My bad. I mean, that's my bad.
That doesn't fit our style.
You're right. You know. No, you're right. But it does, actually. If you heard it, you would see that it fits with what,
obviously,
with what
I have no idea what the song is.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think you have any idea what the song is. But it was fun. Ton of fun. But the bottom of the line is, and moral of the story is, Lonzo, that you have dirt on me, and I have dirt on you, and Cherie Taylor is basically the ringleader that has all of this dirt on all of these people.
She's evil.
And she's got it all.
Have you figured out that she's evil?
No.
She knows she's evil.
She's lovely.
No, she's evil.
Cherie's lovely.
You know, most evil looks lovely, sounds lovely, but it's still evil.
Sinister. Sinister. Check out a song, Lonzo, Lola Montez, all right? And it's all about what you just said.
I don't speak Spanish.
Looks lovely, so on and so forth, but is actually evil, right? Check that out. Okay, I do want to get to this. I've been mentioning this. Do you consider, if you're a Clemson fan or if you're a South Carolina fan, whatever side of the fence you're on, and you look at this Clemson dynasty, which, first of all, folks, let's accept that that's what this is. Clemson right now has a dynasty, okay? When you win multiple titles over a five-year period, you have a dynasty. Clemson has a dynasty right now. There's no doubt about it that they do. Multiple titles over a 4 to 5 year period. The dynasty has begun. So if you accept that for what it is, that we are now in the midst of a Clemson dynasty, okay? Is this a blip or a trend? Is this a blip or a trend? Is this cyclical or is this here to stay? When I look at what Clemson is doing right now, I see only one possible way that the dynasty ends. And what is that, Lonzo? Any guess? Fry, Bueller?
Dabo leaving.
That's it. That's the only way that I see the dynasty ending. Look at all that they've had for a minute in their corner right now. The number one recruiting class in 2020. Two national titles in the past 3 years. A passionate fan base. The best quarterback in the country. The next best quarterback in the country, DJ Uiagalelei. A celebrity head coach. A beautiful campus that I can vouch for and that Lonzo makes fun of me for vouching for. A new television network, the ACC network, that's going to increase revenues throughout the All Cupcakes Conference. A navigable schedule every single year. And the Clemson culture, faith-based family culture at Clemson. You know what's funny to me, Lonzo, is that you hate Clemson so much when their values are the same as your values, faith and family. Those are Lonzo Reitzel values, faith and family. Those 10 things, no doubt about it, Clemson has in their corner. There's zero doubt about that. So I'm thinking about this topic because ESPN put out their future rankings yesterday, and Clemson was number one in their projection for the next 3 years. And yesterday we said, I'm more interested in who isn't listed on this list, and that was South Carolina. Not mentioned as being a top 25 program over the next 3 years in college football. If you look at Clemson's season, depending on how you want to define a dynasty, the Clemson dynasty either began in 2011 or 2012. Excuse me. When they lost the Orange Bowl against West Virginia, or the next year won the Chick-fil-A Bowl against the LSU Tigers. That thus began the dynasty. Since that time, their seasons have gone 11-2, 11-2, 10-3, 14-1, 14-1, 12-2, 15-0. So let's say for the sake of this argument that the dynasty, the Clemson dynasty, began in 2012. How long do you see this thing lasting? Am I right that this only ends when Dabo Swinney leaves? Because I'm outside looking in, and I don't think he's going to leave for Alabama, folks. I think eventually he is going to leave for an NFL job. But he's so darn happy right now. The question is, when is that going to be? Dabo's a man of his word. If he's telling DJ Uiagalelei that he's going to be there, then by golly, I think he's going to be there. And I think you can count on that, man. I really, really think you can count on that. And then he's going after Chad Morris's kid, right? Who is torn between playing for his dad at Arkansas or playing for Dabo Swinney at Clemson, where he grew up when his dad, Chad Morris, was an assistant
at
Clemson.
I guess you didn't see it. He has committed to Arkansas.
I didn't see that. When did that just happen?
About 10 minutes ago.
Committed to Arkansas. Yeah. So he committed to play for his dad. The tug of playing for his dad was too much. How long do most dynasties last, ladies and gentlemen? How long do most last? I have lists in my hands right here of the 15 best dynasties in all of college football. And I'm going to tell you when we come back how long Clemson can expect this reign to last. We'll do that next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So the question that we're posing to you today is, how long does this Clemson dynasty last? Is it a blip or a trend? Is it cyclical, or is it going to have a more permanent nature? Well, even if Dabo Swinney stays, and my contention is that the Clemson dynasty will last as long as he's there, even though that's my belief, if you can believe it, folks, history flies in the face of that. If your contention is that the Clemson dynasty began in 2012, right? 2012. Then the Clemson dynasty has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years long, right? If that was when they really started killing it, 11-2 seasons, only one season since then, 2014, worse than that, with a 10-3 overall record. And in that season, they pounded a very good Oklahoma team 40-6 in that year. But how long can we expect this to last? Well, what I did was I went online, I looked up and found the 15 best dynasties in all of college football. For the sake of time, I'll spare this to the top 10. Texas, 1961 to 1973. Alabama, Bear Bryant, 1971 to 1980. That's number 9. Number 8, The Ohio State University. Woody Hayes, 1954 to 1977. USC, 1967 to 1979. Miami, 2000 to 2003. Nebraska, 1991 to 1997. Alabama, 1961 to 1966. Miami again, 1985 to 1992. Notre Dame, 1941 to 1949. And number 1, Oklahoma, 1948 to 1958. So because I'm a nerd, sometimes I think nerddom is sexy. Sexting is not
Sexting
is not what we're doing here on the show today, folks. I promise you. But I think being a little bit of a nerd sometimes can be sexy. Glasses can be sexy, right? Here's what I did. I went and I looked at all 15 of these greatest dynasties in all of college football history, because I'm trying to figure out how long we can expect this Clemson dynasty to last. And I averaged these 15 dynasties, and here's what I found. The average dynasty among the 15 best in the history of college football lasted exactly 10.2 years. That is the length of the average dynasty. If you start Clemson's dynasty at 2012, that would mean there are 3 more years left of the Clemson dynasty. How do you feel about that, Clemson fans? Thumbs up, thumbs down. You want more than 3 years? I'm sure you do. But the average duration of the 15 best dynasties in college football history have been exactly 10.2 years. You're at 7, in my estimation, right now. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is a number to join us on the show. Lonzo, how do you see this shaking out, brother?
As far as Clemson goes, I've been saying they're a dynasty. They're a dynasty in the college football playoff era. Probably the first one. Some would say it's Alabama, but I think it's Clemson. And I think they're going to continue to do this as long as they keep getting the top quarterbacks, and as long as Brent Venables is their defensive coordinator, they're probably going to be right there, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get it, and I see that, and there's some Clemson fans that probably don't want the dynasty to have begun until 2015. But you look at the records, folks. I mean, They went from 2006, 8-5, 2007, 9-4, 2008, 7-6, 2009, 9-5, 2010, they were 6-7, a losing record because they lost the Meineke Car Care Bowl. Wow. Against, that happened this decade. They lost the Meineke Car Care Bowl to South Florida this decade. 2011, they were 10-4. And then there's been a run of seasons with two losses or less, with the exception of 1 year, 2014. Let's get to Justin, who's up next here on the show. Justin, my take is that this Clemson dynasty is more permanent than not, that it's only going to end when Dabo Swinney leaves. And I say that despite the fact that we're about to enter year 8 of the Clemson dynasty, and the average dynasty among the best dynasties in college football lasts 10 years. Justin, welcome to the show, bud. How are you?
Good. I'll start off by saying I'm a lifelong Clemson Tiger fan.
Sure.
But I'm also a college football fan, so I'll try to keep my opinion in this conversation unbiased. You know, looking at the landscape of college football, there hasn't been outside of Alabama anybody like Clemson in the last, 10 years, so to speak. Florida had their time, at one point. But, I mean, I appreciate what Dabo's doing for the school. I just think history isn't on the side of Clemson to be in this position the next 10 years just because other teams are going to start figuring a way to compete. You know, that's just how the business of college football works. I want it to last, but if it doesn't, hey, I've been a fan since I can remember, and it's a great time to be alive.
But see, Justin, I think it only ends when he leaves. You know, I think if he leaves, when he leaves, and I think he's made statements about, like, if he doesn't like the way that college athletics is going, the day they're going to pay college athletes is the day that I go coach somewhere else. And I think that day, Justin, if that's truly what Dabo feels, that day is coming, don't you think? I mean, we are really, really close. It feels like, you know, it wouldn't shock me if we heard a major rule change in college athletics over the summer, even, that told us that players were now eligible to be profit off their likeness. And Dabo said the day that happens, the day he starts looking for other employment. Is that ultimately what ends Clemson's dynasty to you?
No, because I think then if that's the case, there's an even playing field, even if that's a rule. You know, I understand what Dabo's saying, and I know he has his, core values and what he feels is important for college football and for him to be a part of it. But just in retrospect of thinking about it, it's a long term. You know, I think Clemson will remain competitive as long as Dabo's there and continues to put the right pieces in place. But to say that no other team in college football can put those same pieces together and create a competition with Clemson, it's just Clemson's not going to always win every national championship. It's not going to happen. It hadn't happened in history.
Yeah, you know what? And ESPN just put out their future rankings for college football teams, and you know who the top two are, Clemson and Alabama, but also in the top five, they're saying you need to watch out for Georgia, Oklahoma, and Ohio State, three through five there. Also rounding out the top 10, Notre Dame, which I don't believe in, Texas, Washington, Florida, which you better believe in, Justin, because that's the alma mater of your humble host here. Wink, wink. And then also the LSU Tigers. Right. So I think as hard as it is to believe that the Clemson dynasty may be coming to an end, history shows that there's about 3 years left in this thing. Right. That's what history says.
I mean, I agree that I think as long as Dabo's capable of keeping together the right coaching staffs, prior to having Venables, when we had Kevin Steele, our defense was not as competitive as it has been over the last 4 or 5 years. And that's all because Dabo's put the right pieces. I mean, he's a great coach, but I think he's a better, quote-unquote, CEO in college football where he's hired the right people. As long as he continues to do that, Clemson will stay competitive as a top-tier team. But to say when I consider a dynasty, I'm thinking somebody that's just constantly either winning or playing four championships every year. And to say that Clemson's not capable of, I won't say that. But I think the competition is going to continue to get better because now their focus is on, hey, what's Clemson doing that we're not? Let's do what they do.
Excellent.
So imitation will create will create more competition for Clemson when they start mirroring the things that Dabo's doing.
You got it. Hey, Justin, thanks so much for the call, bud. Do really appreciate that. Up next, what's the song for you that always takes you back in the day? I heard mine today here in the office, and I'll show you mine if you show me yours next. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. So I'm in the company restroom today, and when you work in a radio station building, you might have this in your company restroom as well. They've got some station playing. They vary it up. They've always have some station in our building playing in the restroom when I'm using the restroom, right? So I'm using the restroom today, and then a song comes on, and I'm telling you, Alonzo, it totally brought me back. And I was, and it just hit me. This is the song that brings me back more than any other, okay? And the song was Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana, right? And it brought me back to what, 1991, 1992? 5'3", 103-pound Mark Ryan with glasses and braces.
And a
band nerd and a cowlick that's stuck up in the front. It's taken me 42 years to figure out how to style this cowlick that I have in the front of my head, but it brought me right back there, man. Isn't music incredible with its ability to do the Back to the Future type stuff with you, man? It's incredible. I was brought right back there, right back to being a teenager with Smells Like Teen Spirit. Great song. Lonzo, your tune.
I'm playing it.
Oh, really? Man, you are old, brother. Wow.
Yes, I am.
How long does this bring you back to?
We don't have enough time, man. There are different songs for different eras. When I'm 50, so different songs take me different places. This is back in the 80s.
I've heard this song. I couldn't name it, though.
It's Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran.
There you go. All right, up next, it's the top three at three. An update on Tiger's performance at the U.S. Open. Coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.